Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Thursday, the 29th of January 2026. Today's topic is Flower of Grace. Our text is taken from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 to 10. Verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Key verse. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. A flower always looks attractive, especially a rose flower. This is one of the wonders of nature created by God for mankind. Grace, on the other hand, is God's riches at Christ's expense. It is an unlimited and unmerited privilege granted to mankind by God. Paul the Apostle, by the inspiration of God, said, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." Ephesians 2, 8. There is absolutely no reason to boast of the grace of God in your life. As a child of God, you should carry the flower of grace anywhere you go. Lighten up your environment and let others see Jesus in you through the life you live. Let them use you as an example and a model to other children. By so doing, you are expanding the kingdom of Christ. You must also continue to water the flower of your life through constant study of the Word of God and fellowship with friends of Jesus. Remember that a flower left unwatered will definitely lose its color and wither away. It will no longer look attractive. To continue to look attractive, flowers must be watered daily. So also you must desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. Prayer for today. Lord, shower your grace upon me that I may daily radiate your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Further reading, Titus chapter 2 verse 11 to 14. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sinceremilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.